The US President Donald Trump will decide in the next 48 hours how to respond to the apparent use of chemical weapons in Syria. Speaking during a cabinet meeting, Mr. Trump also suggested the blame should be shared with Syria, Iran and Russia and vowed his generals would get to the bottom of it. The tough talk comes as the UN Security Council holds an emergency meeting to discuss the attack. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports from Washington.
Flanked by his cabinet, an angry US president, who authorised airstrikes on Syria last year, made it clear he believes another red line has been crossed.
I'd like to begin by condemning the heinous attack on innocent Syrians with banned chemical weapons. It was an atrocious attack. It was horrible. You don't see things like that, as bad as the news is around the world, you just don't see those images.
Overnight, an already tense situation was further inflamed when what was believed to be an Israeli airstrike hit a Syrian airbase used by Iranian militias. At the cabinet meeting, Mr. Trump's new national security adviser, John Bolton, sat closely behind his left shoulder on his first day on the job. Mr. Bolton is a noted hawk who has pushed for military action against Iran and North Korea. His new boss suggested blame for the chemical attack could be shared.
If it's Russia, if it's Syria, if it's Iran, if it's all of them together, we'll figure it out and we'll know the answers quite soon.
The president has promised swift action, perhaps even as early as the end of today.
And we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours. We are very concerned when a thing like that can happen. This is about humanity.
The tension continued to rise when the United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting in New York. The UN Special Envoy on Syria, Stephane de Mistura, began the session by saying he was concerned the Syrian war could spiral into a wider international conflict. The rhetoric at the meeting wouldn't have calmed his fears. Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, hit out at the US, England and France, suggesting the allegations of chemical weapons use were fabricated.
Well, what we want from you is really nothing. It's something that is normal, civilized relations, which you arrogantly refuse.
The US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, looked unimpressed and laid the blame for the alleged chemical weapon attack at Russia's door.
When the Syrian military pummels civilians, they rely on the military hardware given by Russia. Russia could stop this senseless slaughter if it wanted, but it stands with the Assad regime and supports without any hesitation.
For its part, Iran says four of its fighters were killed in the overnight Syrian airstrike, believed to have been launched by Israel. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.